I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello,
my name is Mike Benner.
It's the Airbuds.
Happy basketball, Jamel.
Happy basketball to you, Mike Bennerville.
Jamel Johnsonberg, what's going on?
Ain't shit. Oh, did I show you I got my Resident Evil t-shirt?
No, you didn't show me that.
I have a custom LAFC t-shirt that says Resident Evil and then the number 4 on the back.
Incredible. I wish you told me you were getting that, because I would.
I put it in the Discord, but I missed it. I just put the picture. I didn't say I got it, and then it came in.
Well, that's pretty tight. Are we going to go to that soccer game?
This Saturday I got the pluge on some. Yeah.
All right.
$50.
We'll talk off air. We're talk off air. Airbuds is pivoting to soccer officially. Footballs.
The show is called Footballs. And the logo is going to be feet that look like balls.
I think if we did feet buds, we might grow our audience.
Well, honestly, this is the first episode of Feet Buds. Right before we started, I was just receiving a a girlfriend's family barrage. You know, remember in X-Men versus Street Fighter or Marvel versus Capcom 2? You remember when Wolverine would just be like, he would just go mad
barrage.
Yeah, that's what this. It for the night. My night started when.
And I just want to say before we jump in, I can't wait to hear how this ties back to Feet Buds.
It's going to be Feet Buds in exactly 4 minutes.
Okay.
We're at dinner. Anna's grandma's in town. It's like one of her last nights in town. So it's like, hey, this is a big time dinner. We in here. And then Anna's mom was like, hey, Jamel, I just want to know. I was just wondering, where you going to be for Passover? I've been to the Passover at the crib the past 2 years. She was like, where you going to be at? I was like, oh man, I got a work trip. And then she was like, we can move it. And I was like, hey, you don't gotta move any religious events. And she was like, no, we it's no pressure.
Yeah, but we're pretty sure it's on one specific day.
She's like, no pressure, but we will change the date of Passover for you to make it. And I was like, ooh, well, you know, it did make me feel like Moses. It did make me feel like Moses. But this, so that
looking
is
looking at the calendar with your arms wide open, trying to.
So she's asking me this. She's like, she's trying to reschedule Passover. And as that is happening, Anna's sister texts me and asks if I think that big toes have a different smell from the other toes. Like, this is, her mom's got the Google Calendar out trying to figure out how to remove Passover. Trying to figure out how to physically move the Passover tab. And then I look down at my phone and I see, what exactly was the question? Jamel, I have a question about stinky toes. Do big toes have their own stink? Like when you clip your nails, that was the question, which I said, actually, it's the reverse. I think it's pinky toes for me.
Stink more or different?
Stronger. I think it's all the same smell. It has to be. It's 1 foot, one sock, one smell. One love, one life.
All right. I have a different take on this, but I have to know, was Anna's sister texting you this because she knew that you were deep into scheduling conversations with her mom, was trying to fuck with you?
She had no idea. She was in another city, did not even know that this was happening.
Okay, so here's the thing about big toes and pinky toes. They're only covered on one side by other toes. Your middle three toes have got two valleys in order to collect kind of toe jam and sweat. So I think it's the middle three that stink worse.
See, I see what you're saying. You're using like the abacus theory. When the little beads is closer to each other, that means they're worth more. I see what you're doing, but that pinky toe, bro, it's so neglected. The things that people do to their pinky toes are heinous. You see the lady with the heels out with the bunion? She had a bunion off her pinky toe that was bigger than her big toe. She was wearing like heels out, trying to look like Alicia Silverstone and Clueless.
This was looking on Twitter crazy. Or something? I don't think I saw this one.
Just a lady abusing the shit out of her pinky toe. And dudes, you know what I mean? Listen, bro. I seen enough dudes' socks off, and I've seen enough dead-looking pinky toes. Felonious Monk has a great joke about this. It's a relationship humor. People love that stuff. He was like, you know a man loves you when he lets you see that your fucked-up pinky toe.
I will say I definitely have broken my pinky toe before several times, and when you go to the doctor for it, they literally say, well, there's nothing we can do. Just keep your weight off it. And you kind of just have to wait for your pinky toe to get better on its own. So decide, I'm sure there's a lot of dudes that just like have broken their pinky toe 1,000 times and probably pretty gross.
They be getting dislocated. Dudes don't be changing their socks enough. I think the sweat rolls downhill that way. I think it goes towards the pinky toe.
Do you wear socks when you sleep?
Not all the time, but sometimes.
I can't wear socks when I sleep. It gets too hot for me.
You know, I'm living with somebody who had a window open no matter what. So sometimes it just off a breeze thing. Oftentimes I have to kick them off.
Basketball.
That's not every day.
Oh, did we break? Oh, you're here.
Well, I'm back. You did. There was some freezing.
Oh, well, I was saying this is a podcast about basketball. This is the Airbuds. Welcome to the Airbuds, foot edition. But before we get into more feet and basketball, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, and gets you our eternal thanks. Is that accurate?
It does feel accurate and true. Now, yeah. Back to the feet. First off, I need a new scrub thing. I need to start exfoliating. And another thing, have I ever talked about the time I had a huge splinter in my foot and I had to go to court?
Was it over the splinter?
No. I wish. It was the closest I ever came to getting a DUI. I was in Virginia, and it was like some party like two towns over, and it was like a Christmas thing, and it was this girl I wanted to get with real bad, and we hung out, and she left her wallet or something in my car, and so she's like, hey, well, you should bring it to this party. So I come out there. Also, this is when original Four Locos was out. This is when it was still real Four Loko. And
the setup of the premise sounds like you're about to get scammed or robbed.
It's, well, you decide. So okay. So we're hanging, things are cool, and I'm kind of like, it's approaching the end of the night, and I'm not really trying to like make any moves. I'm like really far from home. I'm hammered. I'm just like, well, you know, she's not really giving me the rhythms. We got to get back to Woodbridge. We got to get the fuck up out of here. And my boy, I brought my boy out there with me, my guy, Alan. And Alan's like, you know, he starts giving me that dude at the barbershop advice. Dudes at the barbershop give the worst dating advice. Cause it's basically just like, did you pull your dick out? That is dude at the barbershop dating advice is basically, did you pull your dick out? You should have pulled your dick out. So he kind of is like, yo, you should just step to him and be like, son, what's up? You trying? What's up? And then I'm drunk as shit. I'm off a whole grape Four Loko. And the girl's like, hey, let's go to IHOP. There's an IHOP. And something came over me. And
the
I
grape four
I
loco. Pulled,
I it went
the
barbershop grape four loco. Mode, and I was like, oh, so I guess that mean you, oh, so what we gonna do? Is it gonna be more than some Rouge and Tootie? Is it gonna be fresh and fruity?
Am I gonna hop like, in your bed?
Yeah. Am I gonna go to the International House of Burgers? And by which I mean your booty cheeks. I say some bullshit like this, and she's kinda like, well, I guess that means you getting my breakfast then. You paying for my breakfast then? And I was like, hey guys, looks like we're going to IHOP. And so I'm like, everybody's like, cool. I'm like, hey, I guess I'm on this mission now, Alan. Alan's like, whatever, I don't even give a shit. We all ride out and smoked a joint in my car, like, and the girl instructs me to take an illegal U-turn. And I, being drunk as hell, listen. And this is Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is basically, it's one cop car per black man over the age of 13. So they was on me as soon as I made the illegal U-turn. They pull us over. Car smells like weed. There's no more weed. We smoked the entire joint, but the car reeks. I'm clearly turned. Everybody's turned. And the cops got me stopped. And they're like, yeah, shit's looking bad, dog. You look like you fucking up right now. And basically they hailed me and they were like, make me take a breathalyzer. And while they're waiting for, like, I guess these guys didn't have their breathalyzer on them. I don't know what happened. While this is all waiting to happen, they instruct my friend Alan and this woman. They're like, yeah, your man, he's going down. He's getting a DUI. He's about to live in Fredericksburg for the next 5 years. You guys should get a ride home. So I'm just like, I'm alone in the car contemplating my future as I watch my friend, my only friend in the world at that time, and this girl that I've mortgaged my life to potentially kiss all walk away. And I'm just like, man, this is nuts. Then I hit the breathalyzer and blow a goddamn 0.09. I was like a hundredth of a point away from a DUI. But you know what they did? I guess they did find some weed. I thought there was no weed but I lied because I got a possession of marijuana charge. Mm-hmm. I got a possession of marijuana charge, but I did not get a DUI. So they let me keep my car. But I had a court date. They gave me a court date that I had to appear at months later. I'm staying at my friend Romaine's place. And Romaine lives in Arlington, Virginia, which has some old-ass apartments. It's like some old-ass apartments that I feel like, I imagine this is what the flooring looks like at every apartment in New Jersey. Just like all of Newark has these old-ass wooden floors. It's like parquet floors from the fucking old garden. And like the morning of this court date, I got to appear in court. I had a huge, a thick ass splinter in my foot, like big as fuck. Like Maine almost had to like perform surgery on me to get this thing out of my foot. It, matter of fact, couldn't even get it all out in the first try. I had to hobble into court with a piece of wood in my foot.
Ugh.
But I needed an extension. I needed an extension because I got a public defender. Well, I didn't even have a lawyer. I just was like, damn, I need to talk to somebody. You guys can't just throw me in jail alone. And I'm like, damn, what am I going to say to this judge? I'm trying to figure out how to get my rap together. And then I'm like, oh, well, they got to show me some love if I limp into court. And so, like, Romaine's trying to remove this splinter from my foot, and it broke off. And I was just like, hey, son, I was like, leave it. I was like, leave it. This splinter is my lawyer.
Ugh.
I hobbled into court. They gave me an extension. Things ended up working out. I also realized in this conversation that the possession charge that I got during Splintergate was not the same night as this DUI thing. But the DUI thing did happen.
You know what? Yeah, sometimes you got to compress stories.
Yeah, exactly. Because they do kind of run concurrent. Because they happen one after the other.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jamel, all this talk about thick splinters and feet has me thinking up my take on the next Ninja Turtles movie.
Where do you see it going?
Just Splinter with a fat ass eating the turtle's toes.
Oh, right down the middle, fastball. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jamel, the Boston Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors by 52 points. On Sunday?
Yeah, they did.
I have to ask a question.
No, I'm back.
I have to ask a question. If the Boston Celtics are this good, why does it feel like nobody, except for the Boston media mafia, really gives them credit for being this fucking good?
Hold on. What did you say about Boston being set? Run that back. Say that again.
I was saying Boston beat the Warriors by 52 points. It's their third 50-point win this season. They look incredible. I think they have the most balanced like scoring and rebounding and assists across the starting five in the league. they're the number one seed by far. They probably will be the only team to hit the 60 win mark. But why does it feel like nobody believes in them? Is it just because they've been to the conference finals and the finals every year for 5 years and done nothing? Or like, what is it?
Well, it's because Target has a Black History Month clothing line. Listen, the public perception of the Boston Celtics has changed over the last 50 years. And I don't think anyone thinks they're cool anymore.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like, when they had Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce, it was sort of cool. Like, obviously, most right-minded people were like, fuck Boston. But at that time, it was kind of cool. And since then, it just, they haven't won shit. And they lost a finals and a half. And it just doesn't seem like, I think because Twitter has decided this team is never going to win anything. And much like the rest, much like the internet, I also want this team to break up. So I think the collective consciousness wants the team to break up. That's why they don't give them love.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. I think
you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Jason Tatum, best player on the best team in the league, not even, I think, like in the top five, like odds wise for MVP. Go on.
The other half of that is their star. Jason Tatum is one of the corniest guys to ever exist.
He's pretty corny. The Kobe comparison stuff is getting so weird.
He's super weird. He told Taylor Rooks he was the biggest mama's boy of all time. Dude told Taylor Rooks he slept in bed with his mom till he was 13. Do you understand?
Did he really say that?
Yes, he said it in front of everybody. I could not even look my mom in the eyes when I was 13. Because that's because I was jerking off that much alone.
Is Jason Tatum, is he with anyone? I know he has a son, but is he married? I don't think he's married. Is he with his?
He is married to goddamn Spalding. Wilson Spalding. He's a basketball freak.
I am looking over his Wikipedia page. He does not seem to have a partner, at least according to Wikipedia, unless you consider Jesus. Tatum is a Christian, crediting Jesus for his success and career. Okay, that makes him even cornier.
I knew he was dating Jesus. He's dating Jesus. He's dating Jesus, and whoever his baby mom is, she must look like the Gerber baby or like the Bob's Big Boy or something. Because Deuce looks like he's not real. Deuce looks like an evil doll.
Deuce looks like an evil doll.
Deuce looks like an evil doll. Deuce looks like if you look at Deuce in the eyes too long, he'll convince you to put a knife to your own throat.
He's 7 years old now. That's crazy. It feels like we've watched a little boy grow up before our eyes, and everybody decided that's an annoying little boy.
He has to be annoying. Tatum said he slept in bed with his mom till he was 13. He went on to say that when his mom was hanging out with like her friends playing like cards and stuff, he would like sleep in her lap like a dog.
I need to watch this Taylor Rooks interview because it sounds crazy.
Taylor Rooks is too fine to be talking to people.
Well, that's why I was asking if Jason Tatum is with anyone, because it sounds like he's volunteering all his information because he thinks that's what she wants to hear or something.
Trying to get vulnerable for Taylor Rooks?
I respect women. I'm the biggest mama's boy in the world. I used to sleep with my mom until I was 13. In fact, when she was playing cards with her friends, I would curl up in her lap like a dog. That's how much I respect women.
And you know what? I bet that Taylor Rooks was probably thinking, you know what? She was probably thinking, you know what's crazy? A dude actually said this to me on a first date 2 years ago.
Jamel, also happening this weekend, the New York Knicks star Jalen Brunson went down with an injury. I don't know if you've heard, about an hour ago news came out. Not a serious injury. Could be back tomorrow as of this record. But just a minor knee bruise.
Damn, hold on. Wait, how long is he out for?
Oh, I think Riverside skipped for a second right when I was telling you. He's not out for a significant time. Not a significant injury. Avoided anything serious. Just a minor knee bruise that I guess was traced back to he collided knee to knee with Hartenstein during a screen. So okay. He could be back tomorrow.
All right. Hey.
Knicks avoid catastrophe for another day.
Hey, listen, then I can't wait to see you guys get bumped out in the second round.
Philadelphia 76ers, Jamel, had a great weekend. They beat the Hornets and the Mavs.
Hey, come on. You had that as a loss.
I had the Mavs you as sure a loss. Did? I know we went through win by win that they needed in order to stay out of the play-in, and I was sure the Mavs were going to beat the Sixers.
Listen. The Sixers, whether you like it or not, they have too much to play for. They're not just going to fall apart. They believe if they can hang on, they'll get Embiid back in April. And he'll be like really himself. And so they're going to hang tough. I told you, man.
There was a report today that Embiid is back to doing on-court activities, and something weird that I don't know what it means, and it's kind of like so perfectly Sixers and how obtuse and like meaningless it is, but they made sure to note Embiid is back to lifting 100% of the weight that he was lifting before the injury. And I don't know exactly what that means. I didn't say he was squatting. He could be bench pressing the same amount of weight, and that's exactly something the Sixers would do.
Telling me lifting the same. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's on his head. It's not even.
Yeah. But, you know, it's been an encouraging weekend as a Sixers fan. Embiid is on his way back. The Sixers are maybe going to hold on.
I mean, shit, it's going to end bad still, but you're going to make it in the playoffs. It's not going to be like the train wreck that you thought is going to happen. It's going to be way less deaths.
Just me by gunshot in my own home.
Train working fine. Just Benner. Just Benner eating one.
Let's see. Tonight, as we're recording, the LA Lakers just put a 12-point win on the Thunder, the number one seed Thunder. I don't know if you're watching at all, but LeBron hit maybe the best full court pass in the history of the game to AD.
Sure, LeBron will never win a game where he breaks a record. That's just not in his DNA. But this win was a great response because they sort of got embarrassed at home by the Nuggets. To say embarrassed is, it's rude. They just got put in their place, you know, like Little Boyd.
Yeah.
Three quarters of control, complete control. And Jokic just decided, all right, time for me to start hooping like I'm a dentist at the YMCA. Time for me to just take this shit back to the 30s.
Throwing underhand shots.
Underhand, overhand, through the hand.
Bradley Beal made his return from injury. I think it was he was out for like what, like five games with like a some kind of sprain, and then he got ejected immediately.
Yeah, he like rubbed a ball on Jalen Green's face.
Yeah. Is Bradley Beal turning heel?
Yeah, I mean, this is every guy does that after a trade too. You get traded, you turn heel. But he was turning heel. He turned heel two seasons ago. He turned heel once he stayed and John Wall went to Houston. That was like when the Dudley boys broke up or something. That was like Devon throwing the other Dudley boy through a table.
I will take your word for it. I do not know wrestling.
People in the comments are going to love that reference, buddy.
Yeah. I guess in my mind, Bradley Beal kind of like him staying was kind of like, I'm going to be true to my team, you know, like
heel.
You think heel, it's heel?
Cause what he did was pure evil to us.
Well, I guess you're right.
And looked like shit, which was evil.
Yeah. He did eventually just kind of like clearly give up on everything, but, Phoenix lost that game. They lost by 8 to the Thunder, who got beat tonight. I guess that puts Phoenix where? At like the 7th seed right now?
Something like it. And we're glossing over. Yusuf Nurkic had 30 rebounds. White Howard.
Oh, it is White Howard. Suns are the 7th seed. They are basically in a statistical tie with the Kings, though, for the 6th seed. Are the Suns like, are they ever going to get it together? They won't, right?
I'm going to say that they won't, but that's totally because I'm a homer. And as I've said many times on this show, the only thing I have to believe in is 2027 and the Suns' eventual implosion. So I'm rooting for anything that gets us there faster. And that would be an early exit in the playoffs this year.
I think there's a highly likelihood of that. Lakers did win tonight, but they are currently the 10th seed. Again, it's essentially statistically tied with the Warriors for the 9th seed. Lakers are 6-4 in their last 10. I guess they're 7-3 in their last 10 after tonight's win. These standings don't reflect that. Are the Lakers going to turn it on? Can they turn it on?
I mean, the way they lost to the Nuggets, it let me know that they are not really title contenders. But when you say turn it on, is that defined as avoiding the play-in?
No, they're going to be in the play-in, I feel like. But, like, I don't think the play-in matters to LeBron and AD if they're fully healthy. I also think watching them play against the Denver Nuggets is not a fair – like, they've been playing well lately. They're 7-3 in their last 10. It's just they played the Nuggets,
yeah,
which are –
for sure. No, I agree with that.
Clearly
I
just the best think, team.
You know, when you say turn it on, I'm like
– in the West by far.
You know what I'm saying? Turn on what? The Jokic turned y'all off.
Fair.
Turns y'all right off.
Okay, well, what about the Lakers of the East, the Miami Heat, who have come on strong, 8-2 in their last 10. Jimmy Butler played incredibly against the Jazz this weekend. Are the Heat about to turn it on?
Yes. The sad, unfortunate truth is yes. Everything's going to work out. like it always does. The Miami Heat are the most fucking how to make it in America ass, entourage ass, ballers ass, fucking basketball franchise. Just a whole year of fake problems. All for you guys to just work it out and be friends. And do well. Just the most HBO comedy bullshit. This you fucking and meanwhile I'm rooting for fucking Life with Louie. I gotta watch Life with Louie. I gotta watch the one HBO fucking multicam shit they tried to get off.
But they did have dicks in that show.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, of course, Louis C.K.'s multicam is gonna have dicks in it.
We used to laugh real hard at the one his daughter was doing ballet and had like a recital, and I guess she heard my neck, my back. Long story short, she comes in and she's like, guys, can I show you my routine? And then she does like a ballet routine to my neck, my back. And that shit was pretty funny.
I mean, that sounds like they just ripped off Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, I don't know who was there first, but.
Well, some listener, look it up. Go to Wikipedia and look for the release date of Lucky Louie and Little Miss Sunshine and let us know in the comments that don't exist. Who was first?
Who shot first?
Louis C.K. or the directors of Little Miss Sunshine. Jamel, anything else you want to talk about before we get out here?
I think the Bucks and the Celtics and the Heat should have a t-shirt with all three logos on it.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit for me. Say it again.
I think the Bucks and the Celtics and the Heat should, like, you know how they have like rivalry, like what if those three teams was the whole East playoffs and we didn't have to watch any of the other teams?
They each played each other like three times and had like a little round robin tournament. Yeah. I wouldn't mind that. I think the Bucks, I think they won their seventh in a row tonight. I will say they've beaten a lot of shitty teams in that winning streak. I think they beat the Sixers and the Bulls twice maybe. But they beat the Clippers tonight, and that's a real win.
That's a real win. Hey, the Sixers is a real win. I know you don't believe that, but I think it is. The Sixers are still a real team. They don't have their best player, but that doesn't mean they're not a real team.
They beat the Sixers back two games ago. Or I'm sorry, this was probably like six games ago for them. But that was back when Tobias Harris was shooting like 9% over a like 8-game stretch.
Every time he has a bad shooting night, he should have to like give up his seat on the bench to a box of cookies.
I think Crumble Cookies is having financial troubles. I think they're closing stores and laying off staff. Maybe that's what's got Tobias playing good these past two games.
Oh hell yeah.
He's gotta save the company.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, let's wrap it up here, Jamel. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod for supporting the buds purposes. Any other plugs, Jamel? Broccoli House on Instagram?
Broccoli House on Instagram. Mixtape is March 20th in LA. We are in the big room at the clubhouse now. So come on by, please. I have free CDs for everybody.
And you're talking about just random CDs from your closet, not like your album. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about professionally made music from various genres.
What was the soundtrack that you gave away at your birthday party? There was like some movie soundtrack.
Oh, like I had a bunch of, was it Pacific Rim?
No, it definitely wasn't Pacific Rim. It was something that like was like, wow, there's actually a lot of really good songs in this.
Oh, so it must have been some shit from the 90s. Maybe it was Boomerang?
Maybe it was Boomerang. That sounds about right.
Boomerang, one of the all-time great soundtracks.
Yeah, well, check out Boomerang on DVD and get the soundtrack from Columbia Clearinghouse. Thank you for listening to Airbuds. We love you.
It's true.
What did you say about basketball?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.